USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
48-year-old Kimberly Potter, the former Minnesota police officer, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. Ms. Potter shot Mr. Wright as police attempted to arrest Dante for an armed robbery warrant after a traffic stop. Potter is out on bail after posting a $100,000 bond. Her first court appearance is scheduled for Thursday. A group of House Democrats is expected to announce a bill on Thursday that seeks to add four more seats to the U.S. Supreme Court, expanding it from 9 to 13 justices. Earlier this month, President Biden made another executive order, this time forming a commission to study expanding the court. Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, announced Wednesday a six-figure ad buy for a spot that takes aim at CNN as part of a plan to help him fight back at mounting sexual misconduct allegations. Gaetz is under federal investigation following sex trafficking allegations, and the House Ethics Committee also opened an inquiry. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the United States is continuing to monitor the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukraine border. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That buildup is now estimated at 80,000 Russian troops. Speaking from NATO headquarters in Brussels, Secretary Lloyd Austin was questioned about the proliferation of Russian troops at the Ukraine border.
We continue to monitor very closely the activity there, and we continue to consult with our partners. As you heard us say earlier this evening, we called upon Russia to cease their provocations and to be more transparent about this recent activity.
Earlier in the week, Secretary Austin announced more U.S. troops will be deployed to Germany to strengthen deterrence in defense of Europe.
As of today, Russia continues to illegally occupy Ukraine's autonomous Republic of Crimea. Russia and Ukraine share 1,426 miles of border. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia for the Toyota Owners 400. Our partners at Motor Racing Network caught up with Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about his recent success at short tracks.
For me, it's just been what I mentioned a little while ago, and it's confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better at mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that, and you know, in the Cup Series, if, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. You know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And, it, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond, like three or four races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other and really just, you know, believing what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And by no, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. You know, it's just that that team chemistry that we've had over the years has been really good, and we've been able to fine tune on these places.
America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
The Toyota Owners 400, 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.